This podcast, hosted by Terry Cowley, profiles participants in the current Fairly Leadership Program, Goulburn Murray Community Leadership's flagship program, which provides an opportunity for people to develop leadership skills across the Goulburn Murray region, to explore the main issues facing the region, and to assist in bringing about positive change.
Ben Lee with Catch My Disease on 1FM Live and Local, perhaps a song for the pandemic. That song was chosen by my next guest. Her name is Catherine Maddox, and she is doing the Fairly Leadership program this year. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Terry.
Have you been avoiding me?
I know I'm last on the Fairly
Lucky,
schedule.
Lucky last. I think I've been doing this since March, and what are we now, September? You managed to avoid me all this time. Well done.
Yes.
How is the Fairly Leadership program going?
It's been brilliant. We are drawing to a close. We've got a couple of program days left. But the exposure to the different speakers that we've had throughout this journey has been amazing and a huge eye-opener in terms of getting a real understanding of what we have in our region. And some of the leaders that are involved in driving change. So it's been fantastic to date.
What's been a highlight for you?
Oh, look, I think the speakers, the breadth of them, their background, we've had contact with political speakers, but also just, community leaders. And almost everyday incidental leaders. That's been really inspiring to speak to them and get some insights in terms of what's motivated them to bring about some of the changes that they've been involved in.
Okay. So you started off your career as a print journalist in rural Victoria. Whereabouts were you?
I did. I was in Echuca at the Riverine Herald. I worked as a journalist for almost 5 years, many moons ago.
So you did that straight out of school, did you, before you did university study?
No, I did study journalism at Deakin Geelong before taking on the position at the Riverine Herald.
Okay, and then you crossed over to the dark side.
I did. I moved into media relations within the government sector and worked in local government for a number of years, almost 7 years, and actually loved it, loved crossing over to the dark side. And I guess my focus in that role was explaining the different functions of council and really building their connections with their different communities and ratepayers.
That's a big job because local government gets blamed for everything, even things it has nothing to do with.
Yes, that does often happen. And look, they cover a whole range of areas, and there's also a whole range of areas that they're not responsible for, like you said.
Like, yeah, health, education, all those sorts of things that they get lumped with sometimes. So was this just the one council you were involved with?
Yes. And then I moved on to strategic communications and worked for a number of different local government and different government agencies in the area of strategic communications.
So is this under the banner of your Platform One Consulting?
It is, yep.
So you actually launched your own business?
I did. I moved into consultancy work just with the goal of having a little bit more flexibility and extending the different organisations that I worked with just to help them get their message out there and connect with the people that were important and that they needed to reach for their business success or their organisation's success. So that's where I remain today.
What sort of drives you in that work? Is it just that satisfaction in getting results for good initiatives? Is it that sort of thing?
It is, but also I guess building genuine connections. I can see the value in that, and I think that's often lost in different communication functions. So often there's a focus on the outcome as opposed to just really building that understanding as to why a business or a government agency or an organisation is involved in the space they're in, what their objectives are, what some of the constraints are. So that's a challenge, but it's something that I find really rewarding at the same time.
Tell me about your work with the Goulburn Valley Waste and Resource Recovery Group, maybe explaining what that is in the first place.
Yeah, sure. So it's an agency that's basically the link between all the key players involved in the waste and recycling space. My role is in communications, but also building that awareness at a community level and a business level about what we do with our waste, the services, and at the moment working to support communities and businesses to reduce waste and recycle more, essentially.
So talking about, you mentioned earlier focusing on the outcome rather than sort of what you do to get there. I noticed that you talk about waste avoidance. So it's not just about how we deal with our waste, it's about how we actually avoid creating it in the first place.
Absolutely. And there's a huge focus on building some awareness about that. Obviously, if we can avoid waste in the first instance and then reduce and reuse and recycle almost as a last resort in terms of thinking about the way we consume different products and then how we dispose of that waste and move towards recycling as the last resort after exploring all those other options.
Here on 1FM Live and Local, we're talking to Catherine Maddox. She's doing the Fairly Leadership Program this year. Now, there was that big hoo-ha a couple of years ago about China saying that they weren't going to take our recyclables anymore. Is that still having an impact?
At the moment, there's a huge shift in terms of how we manage waste. So there's lots and lots happening triggered by all those sorts of things with the goal to get better at how we manage and work through that those different waste management functions.
So while we're shipping it offshore, there can be maybe a perception that, you know, just dump it, take it away, and it's not our problem anymore. But is the shift a bit more towards dealing with it ourselves here?
Yeah, so there's a whole range of quite large reforms underway over the next years. It's a long-term goal and there's work happening right now to change the systems that we rely on to manage that waste. So there's certainly lots and lots happening there with the end goal to come back to ultimately reducing more and changing the way we manage our resource recovery.
I like that term, even resource recovery. That you know, actually, using what we would once consider as waste as something as a resource. I think that's a relatively modern concept.
It is, and look, it's something that we often don't think about, you know, in our day to day living. So it's shifting towards building a greater awareness.
Absolutely. So why did you want to do the Fairly Leadership Program?
Oh, look, for me, I guess it was an opportunity to get to know the Goulburn Murray region in a little more depth. I have always grown up in this region and thought I had quite a handle on the different drivers, but it's clear after undertaking the program that there's so much that happens that I wasn't aware of. So it's been brilliant to get a better understanding of the different industries, the different opportunities and the different challenges facing the region.
So at the moment, the 2022 Fairly Leadership Program is open for applications. So if you're out there listening and you're thinking about it, maybe you should put your hand up. What would you say to encourage someone to do the program, Catherine?
I would absolutely recommend it. Just the different insights and the exposures has been brilliant. Not just the speakers, but also the other participants. It's a real opportunity to make some real connections there and learn from peers as well. That's been another element that I've thoroughly enjoyed.
One of the barriers, I think, is that people think that it's going to be too hard, too time-consuming, that they're not really a leader. What would you say about that?
Oh, look, I think we're all leaders in terms of what we can achieve. So I think definitely put your hand up if it's something that you've considered in the past. We've all got a role to play in terms of offering something to our community or offering something within our workplace. So I'd highly recommend participation in the program.
Can you leave us with a leadership lesson, Catherine?
Oh, look, there's been so many, but I think really highlighting that it's often not the outcome that's important. It's the journey, and I guess the ability to bring people along on that journey when you're trying to instigate change or shift a certain way of thinking or advance a certain cause or a project. So I think that's been the main standout for me.
Good luck with that, Catherine. I'm sure you'll be able to do it.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks so much for your time this morning, Catherine Maddox of the Fairly Leadership Program.
We live in a great country, in great local communities, like yours. But did you know 1 in 6 Australian children live in poverty? Through no fault of their own, right here, there are children living in poverty every day, deprived of what they need to keep up in school and struggling to learn. Many give up on their education. Donate to the Smith family and give the extra learning support every local child deserves to fulfil their potential. Search the Smith family.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location, right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Gift giving is a breeze when you drop into Focus Cards and Gifts, Friars Street end of the Maud Street Mall, right in the centre of Shepparton. There's a great range of gifts, cards, wrap and the trimmings you'll need to make your gift look great, all in the one spot. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram or Google us to keep up with the latest gift ideas. Drop in soon and say g'day. We're a friendly bunch. Join our rewards club for great benefits. We accept ZipPay, Amex and most other cards. Call us on 58211 813. We are proud sponsors of 1FM.
Our Goulburn Valley is currently experiencing one of the worst mice plagues in recent history. And with the cold months upon us, these mice and rats are heading for the warmth of our houses, sheds and cars. They want to chew everything from food to electrical wires, not to mention the smell and disease they can bring with them. So now is the time to be proactive and call Jason's Pest Control. We have tamper-proof bait stations that use special baits which kill mice and rats but will not harm your pets. So stop mice dead. Call Jason's Pest Control. 1-800-599-699.
1FM sponsor.
This has been a podcast hosted by Terry Cowley on 1FM 98.5 Shepparton. For more information about the Fairly Leadership Program, go to fairlyleadership.com.au.